This forest looks very wild for being in the middle of a city.
The forest around the shrine is very important. In fact, it can be considered a part of the shrine.
It really is an island of nature, isn't it?
Yeah, but in the past, many special places like this were destroyed.
No, who would want to do that?
Well, to explain that, you will need a little Japanese history lesson.
Okay, but I'm very bad at history, so please keep it simple.
Okay. Enjoy the beautiful nature while I explain.
Should we go sit down on the bench, maybe?
Okay, let's do that. Japan has a long and special history. Japan is an island nation, and the ocean separating us from Korea and China is difficult to travel, so geographically, we are an isolated country. Contact with people from other countries wasn't very often. In fact, in the Edo era, from 1600 to 1867, when shogun generals and samurai ruled Japan, they strictly limited the contact with foreigners. Only the Dutch could trade at a few designated places.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, there was a law that no Japanese could leave the country. If they did, they could never return. And if they did, they were killed.
No way. Not many tourists, eh?
No, it was very dangerous to travel. In 1853, the U.S. Navy came and forced Japan open to trade. Many Japanese were angry because after 200 years of isolation left them unable to defend themselves against the modern military. That started a period called the Meiji Reformation. Our country went through many dramatic changes.
Really? Like what?
The whole government was changed, and many Japanese were sent abroad to study modern technologies to bring back to Japan. That's also when many shrines and temples were destroyed.
I don't understand. Why?
Well, the government made Shinto the official religion of Japan. They said that only one shrine could be in each town and that everyone must register their name there.
So there used to be many more shrines here?
Yes, there were many, many more shrines and temples.
That's a sad story.
Yes, but there was some good news. In Tanabe, the famous intellectual Minakata Kumagusu was very much against this and fought very hard. He believed that the shrine's forest was a very important place for plants and animals, and also that local people's beliefs and traditions would be destroyed.
Did he save any places?
Yes, including a beautiful place on the Kumanokodo in the mountains called Ipposi. He fought very hard and was even put in jail. I'm very happy that we still have our shrine forest here.
Me too.
I hope you remember this history lesson.
Why?
Because there's a test the next time we meet.
Oh, I told you I was bad at history.